Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including generative AI reshaping business landscapes, new AGI benchmark for assessing AI risks, AI-focused Layer 2 in crypto finance, and Adobe's AI video tools in Premiere Pro. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Brain AI. Fire. Brain AI. Welcome to today's episode of The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the latest in artificial intelligence news. I'm your host, Joe, and today we're diving into a world where AI is not just making headlines, but rewriting them entirely. From nuclear-powered data centers to AI video editors, we've got a lineup hotter than my laptop after a 12-hour coding binge. So let's ignite this digital inferno and see what's sparking in the world of AI. First up, we're talking about a merger that's hotter than an overclocked GPU. Singularity DAO, Cogito, and SelfKey are joining forces to create Singularity Finance, a new AI-focused Layer 2 network. Now, you might be thinking, Joe, that's more acronyms than I can handle before my first cup of coffee. But stick with me, because this is big news for the AI and crypto world. This merger isn't just about combining companies, it's about creating a new ecosystem where AI and finance can coexist and thrive. By tokenizing AI-driven assets, they're essentially creating a new marketplace for AI capabilities. This could revolutionize how we value and trade AI resources, potentially democratizing access to powerful AI tools. But here's where it gets really interesting. This merger could set a precedent for how AI companies collaborate and integrate in the future. We might be looking at the birth of a new kind of tech conglomerate, one that bridges the gap between AI, blockchain, and traditional finance. It's like watching the birth of a financial Frankenstein's monster, but instead of bolts in its neck, it's got blockchain in its veins and AI for a brain. In my view, this convergence of AI and blockchain could completely reshape the financial landscape. Imagine a world where your investment portfolio isn't just stocks and bonds, but tokenized AI capabilities. Your retirement fund could literally be powered by artificial intelligence. It's exciting stuff, but it's also a regulatory minefield. Regulators are going to be scratching their heads trying to figure out how to oversee a system where algorithms are making financial decisions at the speed of light. It's like trying to referee a chess match between two supercomputers while blindfolded. The challenge for Singularity Finance will be to navigate these waters while still pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Their success or failure could shape the regulatory landscape for AI-driven financial systems for years to come. Speaking of pushing boundaries, let's shift gears to something a little more cinematic. Adobe, the company that's been making your photos look good since before Instagram was a twinkle in Zuckerberg's eye, is now bringing AI to the world of video editing. They've just unleashed their Firefly video model in Premiere Pro, and it's not just another feature update. This AI can generate videos from prompts and images, extend your clips when you're running short, and even fix those little mistakes that would normally have you tearing your hair out. But the implications go far beyond just making editors' lives easier. In my opinion, this could be the most transformative development for everyday people that we're discussing today. It's democratizing video production, allowing anyone with a creative vision to bring it to life without years of technical training. We're talking about a potential revolution in personal expression and storytelling. But it's also a double-edged sword. On one hand, we could see a massive diversification of voices and media reshaping our cultural landscape. On the other hand, it raises some pretty provocative questions about the nature of human creativity. If AI can create a professional-looking video in minutes, what value do we place on the technical skills that used to take years to master? Adobe's approach to ethics in this rollout is noteworthy. By training their AI on licensed materials and including content credentials, they're setting a standard for transparency in AI-generated content. It's like they're slapping a nutrition label on every piece of AI-generated content, showing you exactly what went into it. Imagine a world where every meme came with an ingredient list. 60% cat videos, 30% dad jokes, 10% existential dread. That's essentially what Adobe's doing here, and it's crucial in our era of deepfakes and misinformation. It's like giving every piece of content a lie detector test before it hits your screen. Hilarious, but also kind of necessary when your neighbor's dog could potentially create the next viral video. Now let's heat things up with some nuclear news. Google, not content with merely organizing the world's information, is now looking to power it with mini nuclear reactors. That's right, the tech giant is partnering with Kairos Power to supply its AI data centers with nuclear energy. We're talking about 6 or 7 small modular reactors, SMRs, planned by 2035. This move is part of a larger trend in the tech industry to find sustainable ways to meet the voracious energy demands of AI. Because let's face it, training these large language models takes more energy than a small city. If AI were a person, its diet would be as bizarre as it is voracious. Breakfast? 1,000 toasters simultaneously crisping bread powered by a small fusion reactor. Lunch? Slurping up the entire output of a hydroelectric dam like it's a giant smoothie. Dinner? A comically large plate of nuclear nuggets, bite-sized reactor cores breaded in solar panels. For dessert, it'd snack on a wind farm twirling turbines like lollipops. This ridiculous regimen highlights the absurd energy demands of AI and the urgent need for sustainable solutions. The implications of this are huge. If successful, it could pave the way for a new era of energy-intensive computing that doesn't rely on fossil fuels. This could be a game changer in the fight against climate change, especially as AI becomes more prevalent in our daily lives. But it's not all smooth sailing. Nuclear power comes with its own set of challenges, from waste management to public perception. Google will need to navigate these carefully. Their success or failure could shape the future of how we power our digital infrastructure. Now, let's zoom out and look at the bigger picture of how AI is reshaping the business world. A recent report suggests that in 2024, we're going to see a shift from companies just being fascinated by AI to actually implementing responsible AI programs. This isn't just about cutting costs or jumping on the latest tech bandwagon. Companies are starting to see AI as a fundamental tool for staying competitive and innovative. But with this shift comes a host of challenges, including a talent shortage in the AI field that's becoming increasingly apparent. If I were to write a job ad for the AI specialist companies are desperately seeking, it might look something like this. Wanted, AI whisperer extraordinaire. Must possess the patience of a saint debugging a neural network and the creativity of a jazz musician improvising with algorithms. Required skills, fluency in both Python and technobabble, ability to explain deep learning to your grandma, and talent for herding cats, or at least unruly datasets. Bonus points for expertise in machine psychology and the dark art of coaxing coherent responses from chatbots. Warning, may involve occasional ethical gymnastics and long nights debating the sentience of your code. Lastly, scientists have developed a new benchmark called MLE Bench to assess AI's self-improvement capabilities. This isn't just another academic exercise, it's a crucial tool for understanding both the potential and the risks of AI that can enhance its own capabilities. The implications of this are profound. On one hand, I'd love for self-improving AI to master the art of solving global climate change, revolutionizing our approach to sustainability with ever-evolving green technologies. On the other hand, I'd be terrified if AI perfected the ability to manipulate human emotions and beliefs at scale. This could lead to unprecedented levels of social engineering, potentially undermining the very foundations of free will and democracy. The prospect of an AI system continuously improving its capacity for mass persuasion is a chilling thought experiment in the erosion of human autonomy. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that AI is no longer just a buzzword or a far-off concept. It's here, it's powerful, and it's changing everything from how we edit videos to how we power our data centers. The challenges are as big as the opportunities, but one thing's for sure: the future is going to be anything but boring. So, what's my advice for navigating this AI-driven future? Embrace the art of prompt engineering as your secret weapon in the AI revolution. Just as learning to craft effective search queries transformed how we navigate the internet, mastering the nuanced language of AI prompts will be crucial. This skill bridges the gap between human intent and AI capability, allowing you to leverage tools like Adobe's Firefly or navigate AI-powered financial platforms effectively. By honing this ability, you'll not only stay relevant in an AI-driven job market, but also gain a profound understanding of AI's strengths and limitations, positioning yourself as an invaluable human AI collaborator in any field. Until next time, this is Joe signing off from the Daily Ember, reminding you to stay curious, stay informed, and always remember, in the world of AI, the only constant is change. Keep those processors cool, and I'll catch you on the flip side. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on.